神韵在费城的演出吸引了众多当地和周边地区的华人，很多人给家人朋友们买票，举家前往观看，还有一家人特意从佛罗里达州飞往看演出。下面请看报道。
感觉很好，很保持了中国的传统，非常非常的好。
非常好，非常好。
我满意这个show，真的 very good 啊，咁解啦。
雷女士在朋友的邀约下举家前来，
那舞蹈很好看，非常非常的 classical， 古典舞我很少看，但是这次看到了，非常高兴。
也很不错，非常的有中国的传统，有现代的技术。
我们一家五个人都一起来，怎么觉得很好？
怎么听说这个晚会？
是我的儿子在 internet 找到的。
卢女士的父亲认为，演出对古典文化的表现手法非常成功。
这最成功的，这个中西乐合起来，就歪曲这个古典文学里面的最精华的部分，来通过这个优美的舞蹈的表现出来还好有这个火景这是最好。
这位杨老太太96岁了，跟儿子一起来看晚会。
好好中国人，摇摇都好。
中国文化嘛，给我们的那些海外华侨带来新的希望。
很高兴，非常的荣幸，作为一个中国人，
神韵呢很配合的很好，天云呢，天神人江都合起来，综合起来。
全家从佛罗里达州赶来费城看神韵的孔家，是孔子的第70代传人。
上个月我的女孩她帮我订票，我看报纸，因为全世界人都有看这个神韵了，我们喜欢来看怎么样。
好，很好，很非常好，我很欢喜，这么着
100分。
一百分我明年或者有我都来看的。
对，有机会一定会再去看的。对，很精彩。
2010年刚刚开始，美国神韵艺术团3个团和3个现场伴奏乐队同时在美国境内开始了巡回演出。其中，美国神韵巡回艺术团将于这个周末在波士顿演出4场神韵晚会。新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在费城的演出震动了这个美国开国古城的社会名流。著名慈善家、原费城老鹰橄榄球队的总裁吉姆·莫瑞表示，神韵如史诗般壮丽，令人回味无穷。
世界著名慈善机构麦当劳之家创始人、原费城老鹰橄榄球队的总裁吉姆·莫瑞携太太一起来观赏神韵演出。莫瑞先生认为，神韵不仅艺术造诣至高，其深邃的内涵更如史诗般令人回味。
I thought there was so much that you couldn't just say, "Oh, I went and saw the Chinese cultural dance." It was a prayer because there was a message there, and just like the history of China, it takes reflection. It was like the Great Wall itself. It was spectacular.There are no words to describe it. Here was this giant of a man, this man whose name is known for sports, but he was holding a child. And that's what the show was for me.
莫瑞尤其欣赏神韵的舞蹈艺术家。
But the most beautiful part were the dancers themselves. Not just their ability to dance, but to communicate and talk to you through dance. So I thought the sets were spectacular. The beauty of the women and the guys were all beautiful.But I really appreciated it as a prayer.
莫瑞的太太舞蹈家戴安对神韵的中国古典舞赞叹不已。
Well, I really appreciated, you know, what went into the strength that they had, and yet made it look so beautifully and flowing. That you know, it's like hiding that strength, and yet you could really, if you really watch, you could just see the control, and it was beautiful. And I love the footwork because I'm not used to that kind of footwork.And I just really enjoy it. I want to go home and try it.
莫瑞夫妇还希望神韵把感动带给更多的人。新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
曾经2次获得奥斯卡金像奖提名的电影制片人纳萨迪尔康是美国著名建筑大师路易康的儿子。看过了神韵在费城的演出之后，他表示，艺术是改变世界的最好方式。来听听他的感受。
and the dancing was spectacular, and the stories are spectacular. And at some point, you just sort of let this thing, whole thing, wash over you. You know, you let go of your expectations of that the whole thing has to be one story, and you just see many, many beautiful stories unfolding, and it becomes visually so enticing and so wonderful that you're just transported to, you know, another place.
毕业于耶鲁大学，接触过老子和孔子等中国古代哲学思想的纳萨尼尔·康认为，神韵演出让我们认识到自己是谁。
Here I am, very American, knowing not very much about Chinese culture, learning about an entirely different place, different world, different time, and yet I feel totally in sync with it. The Chinese culture is after the same thing that I am, which is some understanding of why we're here.What we're doing here, what this is all about.
纳萨尼尔的父亲是设计费城塔市市政大楼的美国著名建筑师路易康。他为父亲制作的纪录片《我的建筑师》和《两只手》获得奥斯卡奖提名。纳萨尼尔相信，艺术是改变世界的最好方式。
Those ideas which are artistically represented create the culture. You look at that thing and you're inspired by it, and it is an artistic creation, an artistic contribution. So I think art.No question can change the world. I really, really hope that people come see this. If they miss it this year, you know, come next year.
新唐人记者蓝青，费城报道。
2010年新年伊始，费城于1月2日迎来了美国神韵巡回艺术团。观众们感叹，神韵不仅美不胜收，更给他们带来了新年的希望。我们来看一看记者从费城发来的报道。
观众朋友，这里是费城最大的剧院，也是美国最古老的歌剧院音乐学院剧场。新年伊始，神韵巡回艺术团1月2日在这里的首场演出赢得了满堂彩，观众们感叹神韵是最好的新年礼物。
整个表演都非常的杰出，我觉得以身为中国人的骄傲，谢谢。
新年的礼物，谢谢。
This is a special gift for me from my sweetheart.
Christmas present.It is. It's a nice way to move into the new year, and actually sort of to transition from the Western New Year to the Chinese New Year, which will be coming up soon, you know. So it's a wonderful show.
从来没看到这样子的跳舞，所以我觉得现在在中国一般也看不了这样子的跳舞。So
I love it. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm very, very pleased. Yes.
How do you rate the show?
100. It's great. It's very, very good. Just beautiful.
Very good. Yes.
费城音乐学院剧场是西方国家最辉煌的歌剧院之一，曾接待过世界上最优秀的音乐家及舞蹈艺术家。神韵在这里的演出自然也吸引了大量的费城艺术家。请看来自费城的报道。
画家甄格德勒庆幸自己听从女儿的推荐，第一次看神韵令他喜出望外。
I'm an artist, and so I think the show is fabulous. You know, the colors, I'm especially impressed with the men, how they can jump. Oh my gosh, it's startling. It's like they don't even have, they're not human. They're spirits. But it is very lovely, and I hope to come again.
作为画家，格德勒对神韵制作中色彩的搭配运用极为敏感。
Love it. And they're consistently, I mean, they use the turquoise and the red and the yellow, and it's like it has a theme of that. With the colors, that they're consistent throughout with the use of turquoise and red and yellow and...It's just lovely, and lavender, and...
神韵的天幕制作也让这位画家大开眼界。
I love the part where you make the background do something, like the buildings blew up, and the clouds move, and, you know, and people coming out, little things flying, and the whole thing is amazing. Good technology.
歌手曼菲斯则对神韵歌唱家的演唱极为推崇。
Oh, the talent is excellent, especially the tenors, the sopranos, the vocalists was wonderful, absolutely divine. I thought that was probably some of the best singing I've heard in a long time.
两位艺术家希望每个人都来看神韵。新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
神韵艺术团第四年莅临美国的第六大城市兄弟友爱之城费城，在美国最古老的豪华歌剧院音乐学院剧场的演出吸引了费城各界名流前来观赏，观众们为神韵博大的内涵所打动。下面就让我们来听一听杜邦公司的律师蓝明先生的感受。
杜邦公司的律师约翰·蓝明从神韵演出中体会到了博大的内涵。
Compassion, brotherhood with our fellow man, our individual freedom, duty to stand up for what's right, the necessity of following the right path. It also touches on the fact that human life does have struggle in it, and by embracing these values, we can help to overcome those struggles.
蓝明律师认为，神韵能超越不同的信仰，感动每一个人。
Well, the beauty of the artistry for certain, and because the spiritual message is so universal, I think everyone is very touched by it. This is a message that people from all sorts of different faith traditions can embrace. And the dedication of the artists is part of that message, I believe, as well.
和其他观众一样，蓝明律师对神韵的中国古典舞非常着迷。对极具天分的神韵艺术家的艺术造诣充满了敬佩。
The choreography, as I mentioned earlier, it draws you in and holds you spellbound through an entire performance.
新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
有着世界第一秀盛名的美国神韵艺术团，带着2010年全新节目的演出，所到之处再次给观众带来了震撼和感动。下面就让我们来听一听一位美国历史学教授的感受。
美国宾州大学历史教授麦克·查克曼从神韵演出中看到了非凡的美，他尤其喜欢舞台剧。
The beauty of the movement, the beauty of the costume, the daring, the imagination, of the whole performance was so extraordinary. But I did like the narrative things better than anything else. I loved the ones that told stories, and I thought they were fabulously effective.
查克曼教授说，他曾去过中国，看到传统文化被破坏。他非常欣赏神韵再现了传统和真正的中国。
But it was wonderful to have the announcers come and say, this one's from Mongolia, this one's from the northwestern plains, this one's from the southern lakes, and it just mattered, it really helped. And just what an incredibly varied country China is.
查克曼教授认为，历史一旦过去就成为了神话和传说，而悠久的中华神传文化对现在的人们仍有着特别的意义。
And whether the myths only started in the 19th century or whether they started 2,000 years ago, they're still myths. And they still mean whatever they mean to people as guides to life, as warnings, as hopes.
新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
美国新泽西州的参议员弗雷德·马顿特意的开车去费城观赏了神韵艺术团在西方最著名的歌剧院音乐学院剧场的演出。他表示，神韵是最卓越的文化演出，看完神韵会给人们的生活带来改变。
新泽西州参议员弗雷德·马顿观赏神韵晚会后说，神韵是最卓越的文化演出，美国人需要了解中华文化，这场演出让他们领略了真正的东方文化。
I literally believe after tonight's experiences and stories that were told that lives have literally changed within the American people in a very positive way.
参议员马顿认为，神韵演员的激情和专业精神使演出感人至深。
Most interesting was the commitment of the performers. You can perform and want to get your point across in one way, but there was a lot of passion in the people that were on the stage tonight, where they firmly believed in what they were, expressing or the message they were sending.
参议员也推荐所有人都来看神韵。
The choreography is fantastic. The dancers are exquisite, and the musicians are second to none. They will have a very, very enjoyable night.
新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。
神韵来到费城演出，不仅当地居民闻讯而来，林州新泽西的官员也特意驱车前往，并且为整场演出的气势和传递的信息所吸引。请看报道。
From the moment I sat down and the curtain lifted, I found myself enthralled with the whole show. Just the talent and the way that the ladies walked across the stage, they were floating. I told my wife, I said, they look like they have roller skates on. Fabulous. There was a lot of passion in the people that were on the stage tonight. They were aware of the challenges in China, and they were trying to make sure that the message came through loud and clear. You see, they were not role-playing, so to speak. They were, in my eyes, they were just performing from their heart.
The meaning is so much about resilience, is so much about the capacity of humans to deal with difficulties, even be almost crushed by difficulties. Power is real. Power is powerful. But something of the spirit can sometimes survive.And sometimes something of the spirit can flourish and turn it into things of remarkable beauty and strength. And that's what I saw tonight.
I would highly recommend it. I would encourage anybody that has an opportunity to go see the show, go see it. They will not be disappointed.
I will say that I'm coming back next year.
新唐人记者蓝青，费城报道。
去年在美国的费城看过神韵演出，表示今后一场也不会错过的诗人和剧作家多西纳·布雷登，观看了神韵艺术团今年在费城的演出之后，喜气洋洋地说，美好的事情正在发生，应该让每个人都知道。请看记者的报道。
Because when I left for the day, I felt light. Okay, you know, I almost want to walk in the air because it's so beautiful. People don't understand what it's really all about. You understand why are we here?
写作诗歌、戏剧和小说的多西纳·布雷登，除了感动于美丽的服饰和舞蹈，更为演出中的故事所吸引。
The one with the little girl that was crying, angel came to help her. You understand what I'm saying? And she got strong, and she went with her mother. See, all that is like stories that should be told over for years, thousands and thousands of years.
他表示，从演出中获得很多启发。
And it's also what's inside of you that make you. You understand me? It's not what you wear or what you have, but it's all about the heart and the soul. And that's what inspired me. And I'll be coming back every year and tell other people about it too. Everyone should know about it. It's like spread the news. Good things are happening here. Tell everyone.
新唐人记者蓝青，费城报道。
前中共沈阳宣传部联络部长张凯晨观看了1月2号在费城音乐学院剧场的神韵演出之后，连声赞叹神韵是完美无瑕的美誉，展现的传统和文化是中国人目前最需要的，他希望神韵早日在大陆演出。
中共沈阳宣传部市委中心联络部长张凯晨透露，第一次看神韵令他百感交集，
说振奋，应该说是我有生以来看到的最纯净、最自然、最亮丽、最能感人心内心的一种演出。说沮丧呢，也是我有生以来怎么第一次才看到这样令人感动的东西。
张凯晨认为，中国人当前最需要的就是神韵这样的文化艺术精品。
它是表达我们中国人对生活的热爱，对生命的热爱，对信仰的热爱，是一种真善美的世界的普世价值的，在广袤的宇宙之间一种强力的传播。我想它的生命力是无限的，这么高水准的，这么有内涵的，而且这么有文化真正文化价值的，中国人民当前最需要的这种道德启迪、道德重建、道德规范的一种真正的文化产品。
张凯晨还希望神韵早日到大陆。
我深深地热爱中国的传统文化，这种神传文化我认为是我们文化历史的根基，是我们中华民族伟大复兴的一种精神力量。我希望它到我们大陆越快早 越演越好，越快越好。
新唐人记者朱峰，费城报道。